7 minutes past 7. Roland Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. There's no credit for the photographer of the large front page photo on this morning's Irish Independent, but there should be, because they've managed to capture elegantly the political story of the day, which is the severe gender imbalance in the new government. The picture was taken at the photo call for the new cabinet yesterday, and it shows new junior minister Emer Higgins in her pink jacket with an awkward grimace on her face, gently trying to shoulder her way into the line of men in blue suits so she can be seen. The headline over the minister gender imbalance story in The Sun is Minister for State. In The Mail, over their picture of the photo call, they reference pop groups for their headline, More Boys Own Than Girls Allowed, with Allowed spelled A-L-L-O-W-E-D. The main front page headline in The Mail quotes what it calls Fianna Fáil insiders saying it's about ability, not gender, at this level. This level is analysed in The Independent, where political reporter Gabia Gavaskaita says, despite being quick to criticise other parties' wrongdoings, both Micheál Martin and Simon Harris appointed men to senior office yesterday who had previously resigned from office under a cloud of scandal or have been punished by their own parties for wrongdoing. She goes on to list those five ministers, Derek O'Leary, Jerry Buttimer, Timmy Dooley, Niall Collins and Robert Troy. Her headline there, for some men, all can be forgiven. The Star reports, though, that some of those new ministerships could be at risk, because yesterday the High Court gave Sinn Féin permission to take legal action against the government. Sinn Féin is saying that a government with more than 15 ministers is unconstitutional, and also that under the Irish Constitution, only senior ministers are permitted to attend cabinet. The story of the week, the impact of last weekend's storms, is still filling plenty of pages this morning. The Irish News reports that a generator that was helping to supply water to 300 properties in Omagh has been stolen. Northern Ireland Water says it was a selfish act by people who are harming their own community. And The Star and Sun address the issue of money after the storm. The Sun says that normally the ESB will compensate you for loss of power after 24 hours, but only if the outage was notified and not in the case of a storm. The Star contacted energy suppliers and phone companies and asked if customers who had been cut off would get any discounts on their bills or compensation for lack of service. The answers they received were no. Ice bucket. That's a term used in the Irish Times this morning to describe a new report on the government's housing plans. It's from a construction sector study which says the government has little chance of meeting its house building targets. The Times says the report pours an ice bucket over the government's housing narrative. One government body that is building is the OPW, or Office of Posh Walls, as it's been called in the papers, after €500,000 it spent on building a wall around an office in Dublin lately. Yesterday's Sun called it Blunder Wall after the Oasis song. In today's Irish Times letters page, Alton O'Brien draws on the recent Oasis concert controversy and asks if in building the posh wall, the OPW was using dynamic pricing. And another OPW project is covered elsewhere in the Times. It's the former Magdalen Laundry in Sean McDermott Street in Dublin. It's to be turned into social housing as well as a national memorial with research facilities and reading rooms. Yesterday, Magdalen Laundry survivors protested outside the site, saying there isn't enough money to help them, but there is money for what they call a vanity project for academics and historians.